We all love spending time with friends and family, but when there's food involved, it can be hard to know what to bring. Our Food Friday guest today tells us what dishes to make that'll look beautiful, taste great, and travel well to potlucks, picnics, and parties. Allie Rosen is the author of Bring It, Tried and True Recipes for Potlucks and Casual Entertaining. She also hosts a food show in New York City called Potluck. Allie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you point out in your book that potluck sometimes has a bad reputation, and you found that out when you told your mom about your new company called Potluck. What did she have to say?
Yeah, my mom was like, oh, God, people think of potlucks as like sad casserole dishes and like church basements. And, you know, and I was like, no, that's the point. It's like bringing different people together. You know, I was like, I had this whole idea about it. And so, you know, it's kind of been a passion of mine to rethink kind of what we do with potlucks, because everybody likes getting together. Everybody likes people contributing. Everybody now loves cooking and sharing. So I think that we're ready to kind of reinvent the potluck and not be so sad.
And one key part of this, and you, with every recipe in the book, you consider how to bring it. So the portability, the transportation of the food, that is something we want to think about in advance here, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's one thing to have a recipe. It's another thing to see how it does if it's like sat out on a table for 2 hours, or if you want to stick it in your fridge for a few hours and then bring it later, or if you stick it in your car and then suddenly you've got like, you know, sauce all over the bottom of your car. Yeah, I know. Sadly, me too. So, you know, I think that, you know, one of the things that I was really testing with this book is, okay, do these items last? You know, can you make them ahead? I mean, the book has 3 different badges that you can find across the recipes. You know, one is, you know, make it ahead. One is serve cold, right? Because, you know, fridge to table, because, you know, oftentimes you don't have an oven, you don't have a place to reheat, you want to make it ahead. And then the other is 30 minutes or less, because no one has enough time. We all want to be able to bring something that looks great, but sometimes we just really don't have a lot of time to do it. So I was trying to think about, like, what are the constraints that people have when they're bringing something to a party? And those 3 kind of stood out to me. So that's really what the focus is.
And one thing that stands out is you don't have a lot of soups and chilies and stews in here. Nothing that requires an extra bowl that people are going to have to balance on their laps or at the on the picnic blanket or whatever.
Yeah, it pained me because I'm a huge soup person and I like my freezer is always stocked with soup. But, you know, it just doesn't bring well. It doesn't do well at a party unless you are doing like a soup-specific party. But the book has a lot of dishes that still are warm, you know, but they all can be reheated easily. They all can be eaten easily, cut up easily. And if they can't in a natural way, there's sort of in that how to bring it section, you know, like there's a short ribs recipe where like you can keep the bones in. But if you're going to have it at a party where people are standing, then there's an option to sort of take the bones out. So it's really trying to think through what every party scenario is, because that's the biggest thing with a potluck is thinking it through and kind of planning ahead and saying, okay, like, what are we going to be eating on? How many people are going to be there? Are we going to be standing? Are we going to be sitting? And I think that's where people go wrong, is that they tend to just kind of say, okay, everybody bring something. And then, you know, you get like 7 salads and nobody brought dessert.
Yeah. Talk about that upfront logistics and division of labor. How managerial do we need to be when we're hosting for a bunch of people?
Yeah. I mean, you still want it to be fun. Like, let's start with that. But, you know, I think the thing is everybody gets afraid of offending people. You know, everybody, you know, you say, okay, bring something and you don't want to give them direction. But most people want direction. You know, as I was hosting potlucks and kind of talking to people about this book, you know, most people, when you say, oh, just bring anything, that's actually not helpful, you know, and then they just end up bringing wine because they're like, oh, I don't want to like get involved here. So I think the best thing to do is to say, okay, hey, who wants to make the entree? Who wants to make a dessert? Who can make a side? And once you start kind of parsing that out, then you've got a good place to say, okay, where are we? And then do we need, right, like utensils that are specific? Does anyone need extra fridge space? Does anyone need extra oven space? Do we need knives? Do we need serving forks? So I think that, you know, you start with the basics of divvying it out, and then you really have to think through those, like, okay, you know, if people are going to bring entrees and 4 people need to reheat them and then we're all serving everything at once, like, that's not going to work. So you want to think about oven space, you want to think about the division of dishes, and then you want to think about the timing and whether the dishes that you're making, you know, can sit out, or, you know, if you're outside, can they, you know, hold up to being out in the sun or in the cold. You know, and it doesn't have to be that much planning. Like, I'm making it sound like it's so difficult, but just thinking it through will just make your life easier and make the party better. And if you're the host, then it makes you feel more comfortable.
We're talking to Allie Rosen on Food Friday. She's the author of Bring It, Tried and True Recipes for Potlucks and Casual Entertaining. And Allie, you shared a couple recipes with us. We've got them up at WPR.org/Food Friday or the Ideas Network Facebook page. You mentioned ribs earlier. We've got a recipe from you for roasted watermelon pork ribs. Talk us through that.
Oh, that is one of my favorite recipes because it sounds really complicated, but it's not, which is like my favorite type of recipe.
Yeah, it's like six ingredients, right?
Right. And you tell people like, oh, I've made these watermelon pork ribs, and they think you've been like slaving over the stove for, you know, the entire day. And really, it's just, I mean, you know, people think of watermelon as being sweet, but it actually can be part of a savory dish. And, you know, this recipe is really just about boiling it down, right, and getting it into a thicker consistency. You know, and the flavors there are mostly watermelon and vinegar, and then putting it in the oven. And you're basically just wrapping it up really tight in tinfoil to sort of make sure that none of that escapes. And when it comes out of the oven a few hours later, you have this, like, great sort of thick, jammy sauce that just marries really well with the pork ribs. And what's really good about that recipe is, like, it's great outside served cold, like in a summer picnic. And it's also great this time of year when you want something, like, warming. So it's kind of one of those versatile recipes that you can bring. You can eat it hot. You can eat it cold. You know, it can sit out and do fine. So those are my favorite types of recipes where it can, like, sound really cool without actually being difficult.
And that reminds me of another sort of basic concept you bring up, reheating food, planning when you're cooking that if you reheat it, you're not overcooking it at that point.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the biggest issue that people have with potlucks and like buffet food in general. You know, if it's sitting out, it's either getting cold, or if you put it, you know, over a flame and then it just kind of overheats, or if you've already cooked it and then you bring it to somebody's home and it gets overcooked. You know, you have to think that stuff through. You know, if you're going to bring something, you know, like those pork ribs or short ribs that we were mentioning, those kind of dishes are great because you can reheat them and they tend to have a lot of wiggle room in the cook time. You know, if you're doing something like a fish, you really don't want to reheat that, you know, so you just want to think through how you store it. You know, don't put the lid back on when it's hot if you have already fully cooked it, because that will just keep heating it. So if you're going to bring a hot dish, you really want to think through the timing of it. But, you know, I keep telling people, like, just bring things at room temperature, you know, like, there's a lot of fish dishes. There's a mustard salmon in the book that's great at room temperature. There's a ginger beef that's great at room temperature. So the idea that all proteins have to be piping hot, you know, it's just not true. If there's a lot of flavor on it, it's okay if it's at room temperature.
We asked our listeners on the Ideas Network Facebook page, what's your favorite dish to bring to a potluck? We have a bunch of answers. Zachary says a six-pack of Warped Speed Scotch Ale. Don't really need a recipe for that. Kristen says a garlic parmesan artichoke dip. Let's talk about dips a little bit, Allie. What kind of dips are a great potluck contribution?
Well, I think things, again, that have a lot of flavor, because if you're bringing something to a potluck, it probably will sit out for a while. So the first people who eat it will get it piping hot. And then, you know, after a little while, it won't be. So, you know, an artichoke dip is great. There's an artichoke dip in the book that is kind of my, like, diatribe against why do we have to put spinach in our artichoke dip? Because really, we just want the artichokes. I have a crab and pimento cheese dip that is always just really surprising and kind of interesting to people. You know, I'm from the South, so there's a lot of Southern influence, but I know you guys in Wisconsin also like your cheese, so I feel like that could be a popular one as well. But I think, yeah, with a dip, you know, you want something, again, that can sit and is exciting enough that if you're not getting it piping hot, people are still going to be happy with it. You know, if it doesn't make you excited when it's at room temperature, then you should probably find something more exciting.
Linda on Facebook says, any rich and gooey dessert. You know, gooey desserts can be tricky, especially at, like, maybe in more of a picnic situation. They can be a little hard to manage. But what are some of your favorite desserts, Allie, to bring to a casual bring-your-own sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, the standard one is cookies, but I think we can get past that. You know, if for something gooey that's also easily portable, one of my favorite recipes in the book is we have these s'mores bars that is basically just creating a graham cracker crust and sprinkling on chocolate chips and mini marshmallows. It's like, it's so easy, and it evokes that ooey-gooiness of, you know, s'mores at a campfire, but it's, you know, it's more compact and it's, you know, it can be cut up into bars. So it's really easy to serve, but it kind of has that nostalgic flavor. But yeah, I think that, you know, the main thing with a potluck is like, you know, you might want to bring your favorite cake that you make, but if it's, you know, if it falls apart, if it's hard to serve, if everybody has to cut it, you know, that makes it a lot more difficult. So you want to try to find like single serving desserts that people can grab easily and eat without a lot of trouble.
Allie Rosen is with us on Food Friday. She's the author of Bring It, Tried and True Recipes for Potlucks and Casual Entertaining. You can join in now at 800-642-1234. Do you have a go-to dish that you like to bring to parties, potlucks, picnics? Do you have questions? Do you need some advice from our guest? And has something gone wrong for you in the past? You brought the wrong food. It didn't travel well for one reason or another. You can share that experience too. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or leave a comment and find some recipes on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. We continue our Food Friday conversation with Allie Rosen, author of Bring It, Tried and True Recipes for Potlucks and Casual Entertaining. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What is the best dish you've ever had at a potluck? What do you like to bring to potlucks or parties or picnics? What are some things that make a great dinner party? Do you do a good job dividing up the labor, or does everybody bring the potato dish? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post. Get some recipes on the Ideas Network Facebook page. Let's go to a caller now. Ken is on the line in Brookfield. Ken, hi.
Hello. First-time caller, long-time listener.
Welcome.
My wife loves to have you guys on, so I peek in from time to time. My mother... we have a great story. One time, I believe we were going to Thanksgiving, and she had a whole pot of baked beans, you know, a slow cooker in the backseat of the car, and they spill all over the place. So, like any good mom did, she picked them all up, put them back into the crock pot, took them to dinner, and everybody ate them. And they were called forever after that. They were called Monte Carlo beans. And eventually it got out. And it was actually one of those things that followed her. Unfortunately, she died of cancer a few years ago. And we gave out the recipe for the Monte Carlo beans at her funeral. And everybody just...
Aww.
Everybody got a big chuckle out of that. It made the day a little bit easier, you know?
Ken, that is a great memory. Thank you so much for sharing that. I bet that Monte Carlo started to smell again in the spring, too, when it started to warm up. Yeah, and that's the kind of disaster we want to avoid, right, Allie? I mean, I've had those situations of, you know, I've carefully perched the big bowl of something a little sloshy on the way over to the party. I mean, is there a good way to transport something like the beans or something like that to make sure we don't spill them?
Yes. You know, my recommendation, and I actually like tested this out a lot. You should have seen me like in cars being like, what things hold up the best? But, you know, the trick that I have that actually Chef Michael White from Marea in New York suggested to me is take Saran wrap and then take duct tape and wrap it around and then put aluminum foil on top of that. And so you've basically duct taped down your Saran wrap and then you've put it on. And then if you have a crock pot or something like that, you can put the top back on that as well. But what it does is it just kind of like holds everything in. The caveat there, of course, is you don't want to do it when it's piping hot. So you want to let your dish completely cool down and then you want to give it kind of that extra layer of protection. But, you know, if you want to do something hot, then my advice is just drive slowly and hope you get a good story out of it if it goes wrong.
I've got this picture of you in doing this cookbook, you know, a stunt driving on a closed track with food in the back seat. Was that part of the research here?
You know, it was a big thing for me because I would ask chefs. Part of my job, you know, hosting the show that I do in New York is I talk to chefs a lot, and I would ask people because, you know, they're always transporting food to events and to catering. So I got a lot of advice. And, you know, when I would go for Thanksgiving with my family, or when, you know, when we were traveling around and I would be in a car, I would be like, all right, let's see which of these things really works the best. And I've just found that like Saran wrap and duct tape, you cannot go wrong. And it's like one extra little step that everybody has in their house, and it just like gives you peace of mind.
Let's bring on another caller now. We've got Mary with us in Eau Claire. Mary, hi.
Hi. I don't necessarily have a favorite recipe, but it goes along with your comments on transporting food. I have a cooler that I use all summer long, as most of us do, for cool things. And then my cousin came to a potluck once with her hot dish in the cooler. We don't think about using the cooler for insulating hot food, but it worked beautifully.
I did that once, and people thought I was a genius. I just kind of stumbled onto that. Is that a pretty good tip? Is that something that you've tried, Allie?
Yeah, I mean, insulating food in general, I mean, something that keeps things cold will keep it hot. So you get some of those insulating bags, and they're good for both occasions. You know, they're great, like, you're going to a beach and you want to keep it, or they're great of, like, I've got a pizza and I want to keep it warm in the bag. You really... With insulation, you just want to make sure that there's layers. And then on top of that, of course, you just want to keep in mind that, you know, not overcooking it piece of it. But yeah, anything that has insulation will keep things cold or hot. And for keeping things cold, if you don't have a cooler, you know, I'm like a huge ice pack fanatic. You can just buy like 20 ice packs and push it around if you don't have it. So it's really just kind of finding that insulated area and then either keeping it hot or warm. And with, you know, hand warmers and stuff, you can use that to keep it hot as well if you don't have a cooler or an insulated bag.
Mary, thanks for the call. We are talking on Food Friday about bringing great foods to potlucks and picnics, things that travel well. Allie Rosen is with us. Her new book is Bring It, Tried and True Recipes for Potlucks and Casual Entertaining. Back to your calls. Lisa is with us in Brookfield. Lisa, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you have for us, Lisa?
Good. Well, I'll just tell you a real easy recipe that I use. We usually go to a summer concert out in the park in Lake Geneva every year with a bunch of other couples. It's really a fun little annual outing for us. And one of the things that I seem to take, because it's so darn easy, is Allie, you've probably heard of these, but the little tortellini kebabs.
Oh,
and
so
and you just put like pre-cooked tortellini, or you can use the tortelloni, which are a little bigger if you want it to be a little more substantial, and just some olives and you know, marinated artichokes and cherry tomatoes. Just, you can kind of, you know, personalize it to whatever you want, and then I just make a bunch of those, and they're pretty substantial. You know, you can just pre-cook the tortellini ahead of time, and then just thread them all together. You know, there's usually a little bit of dressing on either the olives or the artichokes, so you don't even have to add dressing if you don't want. And then
and they're just on skewers?
Just on like little kebab skewers.
Huh.
And then I just keep them refrigerated. I'll make them maybe the morning of, and even I've made them the night before. And then just take them that night in a little, you know, refrigerated cooler. But honestly, they're fine. When you were talking about foods that are good at room temperature, that's definitely one of those. They're fine. You
Lisa,
know?
Thank you so much. That sounds great. I love that idea, Allie, of using skewers. There's probably a different permutations you could do, too.
Yeah, my mother-in-law used to do what she called Greek salad on a stick, which was kind of a similar idea of, you know, an olive and feta and tomato and a little bit of basil and just kind of putting it on a toothpick. But the tortellini is a great idea because then it's substantial. I mean, I think the issue with bringing food that you don't want to have forks for is always being full enough. So putting pasta on a stick sounds awesome.
Lisa, thanks. We'll go next to, we'll stay in Brookfield. Jim is with us. Jim, hi.
Hello, Allie. I just have a logistic type sign-up comment. I'm in charge of, or I run the annual holiday potluck in my office. So it's always early December, and we proudly call it a potluck. But in order to make sure we have an even distribution of dishes and whatnot, I always put a sign-up sheet on a common drive, and it's broken down into sections for main dishes, desserts, utensils, drinks, and whatnot. And I find that works very well. People can see readily what's been signed up for, and you know, we've been doing this a number of years, and generally people fall into certain categories, but just having a sign-up sheet, either a hard copy outside my office, but now it's all on the common drive, people sign up pretty readily, and it's a nice way to evenly get a wide variety of what you need for a good potluck.
Jim, thanks for that call. You know, in my family, sometimes we'll do the email bouncing around, but that can be tough to keep tabs on. I love the idea of the shared document to sign up on, Allie.
I like, there's a website called Doodle that's good for dates, but it's also good for these kinds of signups as well. There's a lot of apps and different websites that you can use it for now. And I think some of them are great because, yeah, the issue with the back and forth emails and people copy some people, they don't. And the sign up sheet in the office, somebody spills something on it. So, you know, digitally now, it's amazing what you can do with just organizational products.
Jim, thanks for the call. We'll go next to Russ with us in Monroe. Russ, hi.
Hey, how you doing? Great show. One of my favorite dishes and great for a potluck is a paella-type dish, anything with rice and smoked sausage, shrimp. They everybody seems to love them, and they are pretty good at room temperature. You know, they're still as flavorful, and they hold up. Shrimp's fully cooked, so there's no real worry there. But I find that to be a very popular dish.
Russ, thanks a lot for that. And Ellie, that reminds me, we've got another recipe you shared with us, deviled eggs with shrimp. You know, deviled eggs I love. I had never thought to put shrimp in them.
Yeah, I feel like Rob just teed me up because we do have a seafood paella and bring it also. So check that out. But the deviled eggs are a version from a dear family friend that I've had for my whole life. And the shrimp in them just adds this like extra layer of amazingness to what's already pretty great. Because, I mean, when you have mayonnaise and eggs, like how can you go wrong? But the other secret ingredient is pickle relish, which is something that kind of people think of as being really old school. And, you know, in these like artisanal times, people don't really use it as much anymore. But it adds this little tang and sweetness. So between the shrimp and the pickle relish, it just kind of makes the deviled eggs, like people eat it and they're like, oh, this is like a heightened version of this thing that I already love. So it's one of my favorites.
So Allie, you've got all these recipes bouncing around in your head. Are you just always looking for excuses to like have a potluck or go to a potluck or just show up to somebody's house?
Oh, yeah. I'm a cooking fanatic, and I am always... Well, I mean, the problem with writing a book about potlucks is you do get invited over to people's homes with different expectations than previously.
You can't just show up with that six-pack.
Right, exactly. Yeah, when I bring a bottle of wine, people are not happy about it. But, you know, it's such a pleasure because when you bring food to people, there's always a story behind it. There's always an inspiration. Oh, I got this great cookbook, or oh, I was eating at this restaurant and I had this dish. You know, so bringing food really brings people together, and especially when you are with people that you don't know as well, it kind of gives you an entry point to start talking. So I'm always game. I mean, listen, there's a reason why about a third of the recipes are 30 minutes or less. I don't always want to spend all day on it, but I think bringing something is great.
Thanks a lot for joining us today. That's Allie Rosen. Her new book is Bring It, Try It and True Recipes for Potlucks and Casual Entertaining. Get some recipes on the Ideas Network Facebook page.